Today, we will study lesson number 26 in our learning of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. This will be Perek Shevi'i, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, the seventh Perek, the third and fourth Mishnayos. Now, we have left the Kohen Gadol in his big day lovon, in his linen garments, or else having just exchanged his linen garments for his own itzdalo, for his own personal, privately owned robe, reading the parshios of the day from the Torah. At this point, he has completed the Tomid Shel Shachar, the everyday korbanos. He has completed the Matan Domim of the Par V'Soir, of the cow and the goat. He sprinkled their blood in the necessary places. The Soir LaZozel has been cast out into the desert and down the cliff. The carcass, that's the outer carcass of the Par V'Soir, have been taken out of the city to be burned. And now he's about to proceed into what is called the Tevila Shalishis, the third immersion into the mikveh, in which he will now put on, for the second time that day, the Big Day Zohov, the golden begodim that the Kohen Gadol wore all year long. But we learned earlier that he had an option of either remaining in his Big Day Lovon when he read the Parshios, in which case, this Mishnah begins, in Bevig Day Boots Kore, if he read the Parshios in the white linen clothing specific to Yom Kippur. So, Kidesh Yodov Raglov, at this point, he would wash his hands and feet from the water of the Kior, meaning that he was about to remove those white garments. Poshat, he removed those white garments. Yorad Vitoval, and he went down into the mikveh. Allah, he came up from the mikveh, v'nistapog, he dried himself. Heviulo Big De Zohov, they brought him the golden begodim, which were not specific to Yom Kippur, but which the Kohen Gadol wore whenever he served in the Beis HaMikdash all year. Vilovash, and he put them on. V'kidesh Yodov Raglov, and he once again washed his hands and feet from the water of the Kior, in a sense initiating this new set of begodim, these Big Day Zohov. Now, what did he do in this third stage? Remember, he began the day of Big Day Zohov. He changed into Big Day Lovon. That's stage one and stage two. Now he's beginning stage three in the Big Day Zohov. So what did he do at this point? In order to understand the procedures for the rest of the day, we have to go back and look, and I suggest that you open up a Chumash, and indeed look for yourselves into the Parsha of the Avodas Hayom, which is, of course, in Parsha Sachremos, at the very beginning, by Yikro Tezayin. And there, we learn that besides the Korban Tomid, which is brought every day in the morning and in the evening, on this day of Yom Kippur, he also brought a par, a cow, which we have already studied about. That cow is now shechted, its blood sprinkled, and its outer carcass burned on the outside the city of Yerushalayim. But he also had to bring an ayil, a ram, as a korban ola. Look with me in the Chumash, in Vayikra Tes Zayin Gimel, and you will see. Bezos Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh, Befar Ben Bokor Lechatos, That's the Chorban Chatos HaPnimis, of which we just studied, where the Matan Dam was Bifnim, the sprinkling of the blood was in the Kodesh Kodoshim before the Paroches, etc. The Ayel Li'ola, he also had to bring an Ayel Li'ola. This is the Ayel of the Kohen Gadol, of which we have had no mention so far. So let's put that aside, because as we will see, he's about to be makriv to offer that ayel. But first, look ahead to Posik Hay. And there we will see, Umeyes Adas B'nei Yisroel Yikach Shnei Se'irei Izim L'chatos, that from the people he would take two goats for a korban chatos. Those are the two goats which are now over and done with, practically. The goat which was brought as a chatos, the matan dam was sprinkled lifnim, and the carcass was burnt chutz l'Yerushalayim. And the other sawyer being the sawyer la'azazel, which was thrown down the cliff. But also, v'ayel echad la'ula. He also had to bring from B'nai Yisroel a ram for a karbanola. Now, if we proceed in our Mishnah, we see that at this point, when he has begun to put on, he has just put on the big day Zohov, here, after the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, so now he's set to go, V'yotzovi oso es elovi es el ha'om. Now on the big day Zohov, he was makriv, the as a korban ola, as a totally burnt offering, his own ayil, that which we saw in Pashas Achremos Posuk Gimel, V'yes'el ha'om, and the ayil from the B'nai Yisroel, which we saw mentioned in Posuk Hay in Pashas Achremos. So that's done. Now, if you still have your Chumash open, turn with me, not to Pashas Achremos, which is specific to Yom Kippur, but to Parshas Pinchos, to Bamidbor Choftes, Posuk Zion and on. And here you will see that Uve Osor Lachodesh Hashvi Hazeh, on the 10th day of the 7th month, meaning on Yom Kippur, V'hikraftem Ola Lashem, you should bring additional Korbanos Ola. These are the Korbanos Musaf for Yom Kippur. Every Yom Tov and Shabbos had Korbanos Musaf, additional Korbanos. Yom Kippur too. And what were these Korbanos? Par ben Bokor Echot. This is a par, a cow, which was brought as a Korban Ola for Musaf, as distinct from the par, the cow, which was brought already as a Korban Chatos Penimis, a Korban Chatos, a sin offering, but the blood sprinkled inside the Heichol rather than outside on the Mizbeach. Besides the par, look in that posuk, he also brings Ayil Echod, a ram. Now is this ram the same ram which we learned earlier in Pashas Achremos posuk Gimel that the Kohen had to bring, or in posuk Hay that Am Yisrael had to bring? Here we have a machlokas. A machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi, and the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi says that this ayil la'ola was the same one mentioned in Achremos Posuk A, the ayil that the people brought. So it's not an additional korban. It's the same ayil. In which case, the ayil here in Parshas Pinchos is already brought at the point that we're studying in the Mishnah. It's the ayil of the Am of Bnei Yisrael. So that ayil is taken care of. But the par mentioned in Parshas Pinchos, par ben bokor echod, that has not yet been offered. Now continue in that posuk in Parshas Pinchos. Kivosim b'nei shono shivo tamimim. Seven sheep. They have not been mentioned at this, up until this point. And in addition, in Parshas Pinchos it goes on to say, Seir izim echod l'chatos, a goat for a korban chatos, an ordinary par korban chatos, a sin offering offered by the Jewish people, and to be brought upon the outer mizbeach. This is a chatos chitzonis, a chatos offered outside the heichol,
at the in the outdoor Mizbeach, with no sprinkling of the blood indoors whatsoever. So now we have to understand, this par, and these seven sheep, and this soir lechatos, what about them? When are they brought as a korban? So let's continue now in the Mishnah. The ayil and the el ha'om are finished. They're done with. Elo v'yes el ha'om. The el ha'om is mentioned in Parshas Achremos, Posuk Hei, and also in Parshas Pinchos, the same ayil. We follow Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Now what about v'yes shivas kivosim temimim b'nei shona? So here in our Mishnah it simply says, V'yes shivas kivosim temimim b'nei shona divir Rabbi Eliezer. On the face of it, it would seem that the Kohen Gadol at this point, wearing the Big Day Zohov in stage three of the five stages that he went through on Yom Kippur, brought the Elo V'yes El Ha'om, and also brought the Shivas Kivosim Temimim B'nei Shona. However, the Gemara quotes a brisa that Rabbi Eliezer says that during this Tevilo Shlishis, when he is, where we are now are at, when he's wearing the Big Day Zohov, after the third immersion in the mikveh, he only brings Elo V'El Ha'om. And he also, because there's something else yet left undone, true, the outer carcass of the part of his soyer, hapanimiyim, have now been burnt on the fire outside of Yerushalayim. But what about the innards of the part of his soyer, the inside organs, the chelev, known as the emerim, the parts that belong upon the mizbeach? Well, at this point, after he does the elovi elohom, he is maktir the emerim for the part of his soyer hapanimiyim. The parvasor of which we studied about previously, which were shechted and their blood was sprinkled, etc., in the first tevila, in the second tevila, when he was wearing the big day lovon. They are now put upon the mizbeach. But the par mentioned in Parshas Pinchos, and the shivas kivosim, the seven sheep mentioned in Parshas Pinchos, and the soir of the chatos of Musafim, the soir, which is a chatos chitzonis, they are not brought at this point. They are brought at the fifth stage, when he again puts on Big Day Zohov, after the fifth tevila. So that the way to read this Mishnah, according to the Brisa and the Gemara, is, V'yotso v'yoso eselo v'esel ha'om. Here he is after the third immersion. He's wearing his Big Day Zohov. He does what he has to do with the Elo V'yesel Ha'om, both Korbanos Olo. He is Maktir, the Emorim of the Par of his Soyer Hapnimim. Now, V'yes Shivas Kivosim Temimim B'nei Shona, those he will do yet when he again puts on the Big Day Zohav in stage five, after the fifth Tevila. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is how the Gemara understands the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva, however, and again we will follow the way the Gemara understands, according to a Braisa, what Rabbi Akiva is saying in this Mishnah. He says, no, im tomid shel shachar hoyu kerevim ufar ha'ola, that the seven sheep and the par ha'ola, both of which are mentioned in Parshas Pinchos, they were brought with the Tomid Shel Shachar in stage one, when he was wearing the Big Day Zohar for the first time that day, after the first immersion. So they're gone. V'soyer ha'nase b'chutz. However, the other korban mentioned in Parshas Pinchos, namely the soyer ha'nase b'chutz, the soyer l'chatos, which is blood of which is sprinkled on the mizbeach, that is brought with the Tomid Shel Ben Ha'abayim in stage five. V'soyer ha'nase b'chutz ha'yukrevim im Tomid Shel Ben Ha'abayim. So that, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tomid Shel Shachar was done. Then the par ha'ola mentioned in Parshas Pinchos and the shivas kivosim were brought.
and the soyer hanaseh bachutz, that was done later. That was done later. When was it done later? It was done in the tefillah shlishis, namely, in this tefillah which we're studying about now. Rabbi Akiva, of course, agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that the Kohen was makriv the elo v'el ha'om, and in this stage, and he was also makriv the emurim, the innards of the par hasoyer hapnimiyim. That was done in this stage, and also done in this stage was the soyer hanase bachutz. That is the Mishnah, according to the Gemara, according to Rashi. So that according to, and I want to point out to you that Tosfos has a different pshat, and the Rambam has a third pshat, but we are only following Rashi. To summarize the sequence of events according to Rashi, which means reviewing Mishnayos and back in the previous Prokem, well, the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh at the beginning of the day. He put on Bigdei Zohov. At that point, he brought the Tomid Shel Shachar, and according to the Rabbi Akiva, when there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer, he paskin like Rabbi Akiva, Mechavero. Not only did he bring the Tomid Tobin Shel Shachar, but he also brought the Korbanos Musaf, or part of them. The par mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, and the Shivas Kivosim mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. So in that first stage, he did what we would call today Shachris and Musaf, or most of Musaf. The Tomid Shel Shachar, and the par Ha'olah v'Shivas HaKivosim Shel Musaf. Then he took off the Bigdei Zohov stage one, went to the mikveh for the second time, and put on the Bigdei Lov on stage two. And then he did the main avodos of the day of Yom Kippur. The viduyim, the hagrola, casting the lots, the haktores in the kodesh kodoshim, the matandam, the sprinkling of the blood of the parvisoy lifnim, and the shiluach of the soy lazozel, and the kriyas parshios, all of that was done according to Rashi, the way we're explaining the Mishnah, in the second stage. Then we're about to go to stage three. A third time he goes to the mikveh and puts on Bigdei Zohov. At this time, if we follow Rabbi Akiva, he did the remainder of the Korban Musaf Hayom, namely the Soir HaChatos, but this is a Chatos Chitzonis, which blood is sprinkled upon the outer Mizbeach. He also at this point did something which everyone agrees to, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, that at this stage he did the Elo V'El Hom, Korbanos Olam. And at this point, he was also makriv, the emerim, for the par of the soyer hanisrofim. That's as far as we got in the Mishnah so far. We are about to learn that he then took off the Bigdei Zohov, went to stage four, the fourth immersion of the mikveh, and we will see what he did then in the next Mishnah. In stage five, the last stage, when he goes to the mikveh a fifth time, and again, puts on the Bigdei Zohov for the third time, Bigdei Zohov, Bigdei Lovon, Bigdei Zohov, Bigdei Lovon, again Bigdei Zohov. He did then the Tomid Shel Ben Ho'arbayim, and the K'tores Ben Ho'arbayim, and the Hatovas Haneros, all of which we will learn. Again, this is following Rashi's approach to the Gemara, and the Gemara's approach to the Mishnah, which we just learned, Mishnah Gimel. Now let us proceed to Mishnah 4. Kidesh Yodov Raglov. He now is ending his wearing of the Bigdei Zohov at stage 3. Before he removes the Bigdei Zohov, he must wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar water, the fountain water. Ufor Shat, and he removes the clothing, the Bigdei Zohov, from stage 3. V'yorad v'toval v'yolov v'nistapog, and he goes down to the mikveh, comes up and dries himself. Hey, v'yulo Bigdei Lovon. They bring him the white clothing again for a second time. Velovash, he puts on those clothing. And immediately after he puts it on to kind of initiate them, Vekidesh Yodov Raglov, he washes hands and feet again. And now he goes back to where he was all the way at the beginning. Because way back, near the beginning anyway, he went inside the Holy of Holies, inside the Kodesh Kodoshim.
He left there the kafu machta. He left there the spoon in which the ktoris was and the machta in which the glowing flame was, and left them there with the incense burning and filling the kodesh kodoshim with smoke, with incense smoke. He left that. He left that burning and went out and did the rest of what we've been studying about. But now he has to go in there and remove the kafu machta. He can't leave them there forever. So nichnas lahotzias hakafias hamachta. That's all he does at this stage. Kidesh yodov raglov. Then he washes hands and feet because he's about to remove the big day lovon. Uforshat. And then he indeed removes the big day lovon. V'yorad v'toval olov v'nistapok. He goes down to the mikveh, comes up and dries himself. And now he's about to enter stage five. Heviu lo big day, because this we just learned was the fifth immersion of the mikveh. Heviu lo big day zov, he puts on the big day zov for the third time. Remember, big day zov, big day lovon, big day zov, big day lovon, now for the final time, big day zov. What, velobash, he puts it on. Once they're on, he has to do kiddush adayim v'raglayim v'kidesh yodov v'raglov. Now, he has to just finish up what's remaining. What's remaining? This is the Ktores which was brought upon the Mizbeach Hazov every day of the year. And to clean out the menorah, which is something again he did every, was done every day of the year. Now today on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does it in his big day Zohar. Also, at this point, not mentioned in the Mishnah here, but alluded to back in Mishnah Gimel, he also brings the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Ho Arbayim, the regular daily Korban Tomid. Yom Kippur is no different from Asara B'Teves or the fifth day of Shvat. Same thing. So he does that too in this stage. Now it's over and done with. At this point, the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar has been brought, and with it, a good part of the Korban Musaf. The Avodas Hayom has been done, the Hagrole and the Viduyim, etc., etc. And the Soir HaChatos of Musaf was already done in stage 3. And the Kafu Machta in the Kodesh Kedoshim are already over and done with and now removed from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in this stage 5, he's finished up whatever has to be done on any ordinary day toward the end of the day. Namely, the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Ho Abayim, and the Hatovas Haneros, and the Haktoras Haktores of all year. Now he's ready to take off the Big Day Zohov. But before he takes them off, every time he takes off any set of clothing, V'kidesh Yodov Raglov, he washes hands and feet from the fountain. Uforshat, and then he removes those begodim. Now he's finished. Hevielo big day atzmo, they bring him his own clothing, regular clothing, which I imagine are still big day yomtif, still Yom Kippur, he wears yomtif tikka clothing. For lovash, he puts them on. He doesn't have to do any special immersion to the mikveh. He doesn't have to do kiddushadayim v'raglayim. These are ordinary clothing. Now he's dressed, for lovash. Umalavino sawad beso, he was accompanied, the people would accompany him to his private home. And the Kohen Gadol will make a special party, a yomtiv, for his friends, when he finally left the Kodesh and had done all of his avodos successfully. We have pretty much finished now with the avodas Yom HaKippurim of the Beis HaMikdash. And with it, we have finished with lesson number 26. Tomorrow we will conclude this perek and begin the eighth perek, when we will finally learn about the Yom Kippur that we all know about today. Until now, we have been back in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Sheyibone b'mheiro v'yomeinu, and the end of lesson 26.